I'm sorry for being on the side of the road. I didn't think anyone would come through this way. Am I blocking your path? I'm so terribly sorry. I'll move out of the way right this instant, okay? I'm sorry. I'm okay, I swear. Don't worry your head about me, okay? Don't worry. Why are you picking me up? Where are we going? You haven't told me where we're going. Please don't hurt me. Please. Is this your house? Oh, it's a lovely house, isn't it? But you really shouldn't keep me inside. I'm all soaking in water. I don't want to make the place dirty. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Huh? You're not mad at me for dripping water on the floor or getting water on you. Huh? You seem awfully nice, but I still don't understand why you've brought me into your home. Have you brought me here for warmth? For shelter out of the rain? That is so very nice of you. I really do appreciate it. Thank you. But if I ever become too much of a bother, I won't be mad if you throw me back outside. You don't have to keep carrying me. I can walk, you know. You can set me down now. Not on the couch. Oh man, I'm all wet. I don't want to ruin your furniture. No. Is this really okay? I feel so bad dampening the cloth. Please forgive. The couch is rather comfy, however, compared to the cold streets. So it is rather nice, and I very much appreciate it. Thank you. So why? Why did you bring me here? Was it truly out of the kindness of your heart? Did you take pity upon me? I apologize. You probably weren't expecting to see something so pathetic on your way home. I truly hope I will not become too much of a disturbance. I'm sorry. So the water is starting to affect me. I'm sorry. I promise I don't have any diseases, okay? It's just... Brr. I'm so cold. Why are you getting next to me? No, 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 you're gonna get all wet again. Look. You're offering me a nice, warm hug. You really didn't have to. I don't know what you're talking about. Just pretend you didn't hear me or anything, okay? I'm so embarrassed. I can't believe you heard me purr. As I feel, I quite enjoy the hook. Your arms wrapped around me. It feels so warm and safe. Like you will protect me. Would it be okay if we hugged for a little bit longer? I enjoy the warmth. Can I wrap my tail around you too? It helps me get more comfortable. Thank you. Please don't squeeze me too hard. I'm a little bit fragile. Thank you for the hug. You can let go now. It's okay. Thank you. I feel a lot warmer now. No. But your clothes are all soaking wet. I'm sorry. There must be some way I can repay you for the trouble I've caused. I should use something that helps you feel nice. since you helped me feel nice. Right? I wonder what we can do. I have an idea. Why don't you let me clean your ears for you? As a cat, I know how important having your hearing is. It's really important to keep meow ears clean. I could clean ears for you. I'm quite good at it. And I'll be gentle. I promise I only wish to repay you for your kindness. Is that okay? It's not embarrassing, I swear. It's perfectly normal among cats. We help each other. I can clean that for you. Just, let me dry my lap a little bit, huh? Okay, You can go ahead and lay your head in my lap. Okay? Sorry, I know I'm not very big, so my lap isn't that large. I hope that's okay. Okay, Just stay still and stay comfortable, okay? Let me go ahead and start with your right ear. Do you keep up with your ears? So you're not that messy. I think I do not need to clean up anymore with the right ear. Can you flip your head for me so I can check your left ear? Your ears feel so much better now. Nice and clean. I'm sure it's easier to hear the rain outside, isn't it? seeing you this close. Seeing you from this angle. You're actually rather cute. You're so pleasing, pleasing to look at. Adorable. More adorable than you. That saved me from the harsh cold outside. Such a kind face. Why don't you go ahead and leave your head in my lap? Doesn't it feel lovely to keep your head in my lap? Why don't I go ahead and just doesn't it feel nice to be pet? Such soft hair. You know, Meow has a question. If you don't mind answering. Interested in anyone romantically? Did you perhaps pick me up off the street in hopes that I would like you? It's okay. You don't need to be embarrassed. You can tell me. I will judge you. So you did. Is that right? Well, I think I might like you too. How could I not? No one has ever been so kind to me. To take me into your home, even though I'm just some rent off the street soaking wet in water. To take care of me and provide me with warmth. It's so touching that I could cry. But I'll hold back my tears. And I'll hold back my cries. But this love that you desire, I'll return it to you. But it comes at a cost. My love. If I give you my love, I will be yours forever. Doesn't that sound nice? I'm sorry if that's scary. It's just, no one's ever loved me before. And if I could find someone who loved me in the same way I love them, I would do anything for them. I would do anything to protect you and make sure that your love is mine. I wouldn't let anyone else love you. I don't want anyone to take you away from me. Anyone I've ever liked, there's always been someone better than me. I've always been so replaceable. So forgettable. There's always been someone better than me, and it makes me feel utterly useless. I'm sorry. I said I wouldn't cry. I'm just so tired of feeling like nobody wants me. Are you offering me another hug? Really want me? Am I really worth wanting? Thank you. I can't believe it. After so many years, have I finally found love? Have I finally found a reason to fight? Thank you. Mia will take care of you forever and ever. If anyone hurts you, I'll end their life, I swear. And I'll dedicate everything to you. And I'll spend every second curled up in your arms and holding your hand. Mia will be yours forever. And no one else can have you. And no one else can have me. We can be enough. Thank you. Thank you for finally allowing me to feel found. To feel wanted. Thank you. Why are you picking me up again? I mean, I guess if we're lovers now, it's okay. I feel a little embarrassed being picked up and handled like this. Where are we going? Your bedroom. Your bed is actually quite comfortable. I could just curl up in these covers and fall asleep. This is much better than laying on trash bags beneath the bridge. Purr, purr. No. Here, I'll lick some of the water off of myself so I don't get your bed all wet. No. me clean up for you, okay? There you go. No, my yarn is dirty. Then I feel all less guilty for laying in your bed, huh? But, I have something really embarrassing to ask. Now that we're laying in your bed, I'm so embarrassed. I'm not good at asking these things. Okay, I'll build up the courage. Now that we're in your bed. Would it be okay if we cuddled a little bit? And I'll try not to hold back my purring if you like my purring. Hold me, please, sweetheart. Being against you like this, it makes my heart race. But dump. Why does my face feel so warm? Why does my heart race when you hold me? And when you pet me? Is this what love feels like? Am I finally loved? Thank you. Thank you for showing me what love is. Be careful! My ears are really sensitive. And so is my tail. If you touch them, just be gentle, please. The last person who touched my ears, they were so rough and they hurt me really badly. So I'm a little nervous. Just please don't hurt me. And be soft. I'll try to trust you, okay? That's the spot. It feels so nice. Thank you. Will you pet me a little bit longer? My tail is really sensitive. Please be careful. Senpai. Stop it, you're making my face all red. Thank you. I promise when we're together for a little bit longer, I'll learn to trust you and let me pet you. And let you pet me all you want, but for now it's a little bit overstimulating. Just give me a little while to adjust, sweetheart. Thank you. But I have another really embarrassing request to make. Would you let me place a small kiss on your cheek? Now your face is a little bit red too. Did you find that embarrassing? You're so sweet. I'm happy you like it. I'm feeling a little bit sleepy. I've had a rather long and stressful day after what those terrible people did to me. I know I'm gonna have a lot of nightmares when I try to sleep, but will you protect me and keep me safe? So, thank you, sweetie. I'll just curl up in your arms and in your bed. And if my tail ever bothers you can just shove my tail away. I won't be mad.